The book of Ephesians, we are going through scripture by scripture. And as we studied chapter 2, we were on verse 1 last time, and we are going to continue on chapter 2, verse 2 and 3 today. Remember, last time we saw the original sin. A lot of people think the original sin started originally with Adam. And they don't see that they are as sinners. But we saw in Romans chapter 5, 12, and many other scriptures, original sin is the inherited sin that is in us. As the Bible says in the book of Psalms, that when a baby is born, he's born with sin. Everybody is a born sinner. That is original sin. And now let's continue in chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. And also we saw how God, last week, how God, sinner is dead in sin. We saw that sinner is dead. He's not sick. A lot of churches are saying that they are sick, he has a disease. No. The scripture says that he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. So we were dead in trespasses and sins. And God is the one who can make the sinner alive. Now, verse 2 says, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Now, the result of original sin, or the result of our inherited sin, is total depravity. Total depravity. Before we begin with verse 2 and 3, I want to give a brief introduction to total depravity. Now remember, we went through probably about 6-part series long time ago on total depravity. Very in-depth. But here, I'm going to give you just a brief introduction. Now, there is a saying, to err is human. Hear that all the time, right? To make an error is human. Basically, a lot of people believe that people are good. Inherently, people are good. But there can be some evil in them, probably at the edge somewhere. So people compare evil to men like Saddam Hussein or Hitler. And they say even like terrorists who kill the people, and they say these innocent people were killed. Always we hear the word innocent people were killed. Even the majority of the Christian churches today who hold to the doctrine of Arminianism believe that life begins at the state of innocency. Or man is just spiritually sick. This doctrine comes from humanism. Humanism. Humanism teaches that men are basically good. It is the environment and the upbringing of the person that makes them corrupt. Otherwise, they are pretty basically everybody is good. Now, if this is true, we hear on the news the scandals of FBI agents, the judges, high-ranking government officials, people on the street who had a bad environment. These people had pretty good environment, very good education, and also good people who live in good neighborhoods. When they sin, people get amazed. Remember the stories we hear a few weeks ago, months ago, whatever like that. A little girl was raped and she was killed. And they found out it was one of their neighbors, and he lived in a nice home. And people, when they interview the neighbors, they say, I cannot believe that he did that. He was a good man. So, here in total PVC, the Bible says, Romans chapter 3, there is none who is good. None who is good. Now, the nature of the man is corrupt. Is absolutely corrupt. Now, I'm going to show you in four ways how his nature is corrupt. One is that his understanding is corrupt. Okay? The spiritually dead man, his understanding is corrupt. Turn with me to Romans chapter 3, verse 1. Romans 3:1. 3:1 says, Romans 3:11. Sorry, the spelling mistake. As it is written, there is none righteous, not one. There is none who understands. So the Bible says there is none who understands. And if you turn with me to Judges chapter 17, verse 6. Judges 17, 6. In those days there were no king. There was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. That's exactly what people are doing today. If people doesn't have the King of Jesus in their heart, people will do whatever that is right in their own eyes. And for how do you know what I do is right for my ways and for you it's okay? How many of you heard when you try to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus, and they say, well, that's good for you. You know, it's okay for you. But for me, you know, I have my own religion. And also, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 1 Corinthians 2:14. It says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Natural man cannot understand because his understanding is corrupt. Natural man cannot understand the spiritual things of God because his understanding is corrupt. This is the result of inherited sin in man. Now this other one is the corruption of the will. Corruption of the will means there's no way this man can understand unless God does something. It is impossible because he's spiritually dead. John chapter 15 verse 5. 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. John chapter 6, verse 44. John 6, 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. So here, nobody can come to God unless, nobody can come to Jesus unless the Father draws him. Because his will is corrupted. Man's will is corrupted unless God changes the will of man. How does the God change the will of man? Man has to be spiritually resurrected. Spiritual life has to come. The third thing is his affections. The man who is dead in his sins, his affections are corrupted. Mark chapter 7, you know, affections all comes from the heart, right? I love, you know, you can tell somebody, I love from my heart. It's emotions, it's heart, okay? His affections are corrupted. Turn with me to Mark chapter 7, 21. It said, from verse 20, what comes out of a man that defiles him? From within our out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts and adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defiles a man. Wow. The heart is the problem. There's no everything, even the affections, comes from their heart because he's spiritually dead. What about the conscience? The conscience is corrupted. Titus chapter 1 verse 15. Titus 1:15. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled, unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience are defiled. So, if you are spiritually dead, your mind is corrupted, your heart is corrupted, your conscience is corrupted, everything is corrupted. There's nothing good. The body is corrupted. Even your body is corrupted. That means your flesh is corrupted. Alright? The word flesh is the fallen nature of man. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. Romans 8:3. He says, "For what the law could not do in what it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh." This flesh is condemned because of sin. It is corrupted. There's no good thing in the flesh, Apostle Paul said. Now, when people say, basically the people are good, you will see just the opposite in God's word. The word good has a broad meaning. Isn't it? You know, we always say, see good from a horizontal perspective. But in relationship to an infinitely holy God, in a vertical sense, how good is man is? How good man is in a relationship to God, in a vertical sense? We see a man from horizontally as we compare ourselves to Saddam Hussein or Hitler, and we say, we are good. We are not like that guy on the street who kills people and rape people. We are good. I'm not that bad, because we compare even our goodness with our neighbors, and we say, I'm better than my neighbor, morally. But when the prophet Isaiah, the man of God, saw the infinitely holy God, this is what he said in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. This was a prophet. This was a man of God. And this prophet who preaches the will of God to the people, when he's the best man in town. But when he saw the holy, holy, holy God, this is what he said. When he saw the living, when he saw God, he said, Isaiah chapter 6 verse 5, he said, "Woe is me! Woe is me! For I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, for the Lord of hosts." Vertically, when we compare ourselves with the infinitely holy God, we see the absolutely sinful creatures. And we see, woe is me. Jesus called Peter, "Come Peter, follow me." Peter said, "Lord, no, I'm a sinful man." When we speak of man's depravity, we mean man's natural condition. We speak of his natural condition, his fallen nature, his inherited sin. If not for God's restraining grace, everybody can become like Saddam Hussein or Hitler or like Pharaoh. If not for God's restraining grace, We saw the original sin, which is the inherited sin of man. You know, unless God converts the man, you know, in a state of... we saw the original sin, inherited sin, as he's spiritually dead. And the Greek word for dead here in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, that Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, he made alive and who were dead in trespass, the Greek word is nekros. The word nekros literally means this. It literally means dead corpse. A dead man. That's what it means. The sinner is dead toward God, but active toward sin. The sinner is dead toward God, but active toward sin. He enjoys his sin. The unconverted are dead. They are, you know, the unconverted are dead corpses spiritually. John Gerstner said, they are the living dead, an offense to God's nostrils. They are decaying spiritual corpses that stink. Now, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 says here, in which you once walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. In the past, you too walk like the unbelievers. You too walk just like the unbelievers. You too were opposition to God's will. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. The Bible says Noah walked with God. But here it says you too once walked according to the course of the world. That means you walked opposition to God's will. This walking is fellowshipping and submitting to God. The unconverted, they, when you were not saved, you too walk not in the narrow road, you were taking the broad road that was leading to destruction. So even the elect of God walk in that broad road, continually sinning against God. And you remember those days. And when you remember those days, hey, that's why I don't like people sometimes giving testimonies, you know. I got a real good one. I used to drink, I used to smoke, I used to party. Oh, I enjoyed really. They should mourn over those sins, not excite. They should not be excited. They should be mourning over those sins. You know, people get into their flesh when they give testimonies. Now, we walk according to the course of this world. The will of God is the opposite to the course of this world. So, we too have offended God and followed, when you say the course of this world, it means the pattern of this world, the form of this world. We too follow that. The sinner was under the bondage of the world. That means we were slaves to sin. Sin dominated us. Sin was the master. And we were slaves to sin. That means, when somebody tells you, hey, let's go and drink today and have a good party because you're spiritually dead, okay, your flesh, your sin is dominating you, and your flesh will say, all right, I will go with you. And I want to have fun. Because there is no, you are not led by the Spirit anymore. You are not led by the Spirit. You are led by sin. And you are a slave to sin. Whatever it says, sin says, you will do. You are like a slave to sin. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 34, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. That means a slave of sin. And Romans chapter 8, verse 7 says, Romans 8:7, carnal mind is enmity against God. Enmity means there's a hatred. Carnal means fleshly mind. The fallen man is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed it can be. The cause of this world is rebellion against God. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6 says that all like sheep, we have all gone astray. It is against God's cause. It's against going God's way, but going with the flow of the world. It is a course that leads not to God. It is a course that leads away from God to hell. Satan designed this broad road. And the fallen man is traveling with Satan and his demons at a high speed to hell. Verse 2 says, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, this is Satan, the spirit and the power of the air. The Bible also calls himself the god of this world. He's a god of this world. He's a god of all religions. He's a god of all sinfulness. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4 says, 4, chapter 4 verse 4, the god of this world has blinded the minds of them believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, would shine unto them. So he is called the god of this world. All the unconverted unbelievers are spiritually dead towards God, but alive to sin. They are blinded by the enemy. They are under the dominion of Satan. They live in opposition to God, having much pleasure in sin. First, you know, everybody, if you are not a Christian, everybody lives in wickedness. No matter how they say how good they are. First John chapter 5 verse 19. First John 5:19. God says, we know that we are a God and the whole world lies under the way of the wicked one. Whole world means majority of the people, lot of people. So the spiritually dead, they live in darkness, in the domain of devils, sin and pleasure. The devil is so cunning and dominates and persuades man. Even the unbelievers, they don't even believe in the devil, because devil is so cunning. They don't even believe in the devil. Just imagine, you're living in the devil's domain and sin and pleasure, but yet you don't believe in him, because he has blinded the minds of the unbelievers and they don't even believe in the devil. Amazing. So the fallen man thinks, oh, the devil is like an ugly creature with, you know, two horns and looks so ugly. But the Bible says just the opposite. The Bible says Lucifer was created with beauty. He was one of the most beautiful angels was in heaven. Satan whispers to the unbeliever and tells them all the ambitions of the world. Remember when Satan took Jesus to a high mountain, and what did he say? I will give all these kingdoms to you if you only bow down and worship me. If you are not worshiping Jesus Christ, you are worshiping the devil, because there is no other third person to worship. And here we see the sinners and the devil. They are marching down in this world against Christ. And if you are following the world and the ways of the world, you are with the devil. Because the Bible says in James chapter 4 verse 4, if you turn with me to James chapter 4 verse 4, adulterers and adulteresses. No, you know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Is an enemy of God. It's back to Ephesians verse 3. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. We too traveled this highway with the devil and did not even know that we were with the devil. Many of us were walking according to our lusts, according to our flesh, as we were so prideful, didn't we, those days? We had a lot of pride, and we were going according to our lusts. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 just hits right on the nail, and it says here, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." You can take this scripture and put an equal mark and put the answer USA. Oh, I'll tell you, this country, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of eyes, lust of the flesh, you get so tempted easy to so many material things and the worldly things. Your eyes sees it, and if somebody has something and you don't have it, I want to get that too. It's the lust of the flesh. It's so easy. The devil is the god of this world and the father of the world, and many will copy the devil and follow his way. John, you know, he's a liar. He's a liar. And a lot of people, just to sin, you know, how many people lie so they can sin?